Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got Game 5 of this six-game series between the visiting Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Tampa took last night's game 3-2 after a nice performance by starting pitcher Juan Carella, who went 5 2/3 innings, giving up 2 runs and striking out 8. The Tampa pen also performed really well, going 3 1/3 scoreless, getting Carlos Gomez his first win of the year and Jack Neely his third save. Ricky Thiedemann had another nice start, going 5 innings, giving up 2, but striking out 10. But it was another case of the offense being held at bay, getting Thiedemann the no decision for the contest. Nick Frosso gets the nod today, making his first start of the season after being activated from the IL today. Frosso underwent Tommy John surgery just 11 months ago, so we'll see how long he goes. My guess would be around 3 innings. Obviously, don't want to push him too far. He pitched well last season, though. 5 innings across 3 games for Dunedin, not allowing a run, and striking out 8 before his injury. He'll take on Chandler Champlain, making his 6th start of the year. Champlain, the Yankees' 9th-round pick last year out of USC, has been good in his first professional season. He's got a 2.70 ERA through 20 innings while striking out 23. Champlain's also been good with his command, allowing under 2 walks per 9 innings so far this year. The Blue Jays will have 2 more chances to get their first series win of the season after taking the first 3 games against Tampa, but they'll need their lineup to perform like they did during those first 3 games rather than last night, going just 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position and leaving 11 total runners on the base paths. A couple roster moves to note. Ricky Thiedemann has officially been called up to High A Vancouver. Congratulations to him. We'll miss seeing him around here in Dunedin, but I'm sure he'll perform very, very well up in Vancouver. Nick Frosso activated from the IL today, as I mentioned. Danny Jansen, who was down here for a rehab stint, officially activated by Toronto today. And Chavez Young starts a rehab start from AAA Buffalo down here in Dunedin. The lineups look like this for the Tarpons. Batting first, the shortstop, Alexander Vargas. Batting second, the center fielder, Jason Dominguez. Batting third, the first baseman, Anthony Garcia. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Marcos Cabrera. Batting fifth, the catcher, Anthony Siegler. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Grant Richardson. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Alan Mejia. Batting eighth, the DH, Connor Cannon. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Roberto Chirinos. For the Blue Jays, they look like this. Batting first at shortstop, Esteban Machado. Batting second in right field, Chavez Young. Batting third in center field, Cam Eden. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Adriel Sotolongo. Batting fifth in left field, Gabby Martinez. Batting sixth, the DH, Roque Salinas. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Damiano Palmigiani. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jose Ferrer. And rounding out the order, batting ninth at second base, Francisco Fajardo. First pitch is about 7 minutes. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got Game 5 of the 6-game series between the Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Nick Frasso on the bump tonight for Dunedin, making his first start of the year. First start since coming back from Tommy John surgery that he underwent last year. He pitched in 3 games for the Blue Jays last year, not allowing a run through 5 innings before undergoing Tommy John with that injury. Frasso, the 23-year-old out of Loyola Marymount.
Alexander Vargas.
He is the Blue Jays' 4th-round selection in 2020. And he steps onto the mound as Alexander Vargas, the shortstop for Tampa, will step into the box. The righty kicks and fires. First pitch ripped down the line towards right field. That's going to hook, and that's going to be a foul ball. Alexander Vargas turning on that 97-mile-an-hour fastball, the first pitch of the game. He almost kept it fair. It hit the roof of the office building out there in right field. But it just goes as a very exciting strike to start off this game. He fouls that one up and out of play, the left side. Now 0-2. Vargas on the year batting 187. The 0-2 pitch from Frasso. Did he go? He did. And that will be out number one. Let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays in the outfield. Left to right, we've got Gabby Martinez, Cam Eden, and Chavez Young. Along the infield, third to first, Damiano Palmigiani, Esteban Machado, Francisco Fajardo, and Adriel Sotolongo with Jose Ferrer behind the dish. One up, one down. First strikeout for Nick Frasso. He kicks and fires to Jason Dominguez. That pitch at 99, but well up. 1-0 to Dominguez. Kicks and fires that one in there again at 99. Frasso, the hard-throwing right-hander. The 1-1 pitch, cut and a miss. Feeding him fastballs, now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Frasso fires, cuts, and misses 100 right above the zone. Got him to chase it. Two up, two down, both via the strikeout. And that's going to bring up Anthony Garcia, the first baseman.
First baseman, number 25, Anthony Garcia.
First pitch to Garcia, 88, skips across the plate, 1-0 to start off the at-bat to the first baseman. Batting 218 on the year. The 1-0 cuts and misses that one at 97. The 1-1, Frasso working really quick. That one he dots the outside corner, now 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Frasso out of the windup, kicks and fires, cuts and misses 99. 3 hitters, 3 strikeouts for Nick Frasso in his season debut. We'll head to the bottom half of the first inning. It's nothing here at TD Ballpark. We're back here in the bottom half of the first inning. Esteban Machado will lead it off for the Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Chavez Young and Cam Eden in this half inning. Chandler Champlain, the starter for Tampa, making his sixth start of the year. High leg kick, first pitch, fouled off by Machado. 0-1 to start him off. Champlain on the year. 20 innings pitched, a 2.70 ERA, but he's 0-1. 6'5 righty out of USC. First pitch, the high curveball, can't get it to drop into the zone. A ball and a strike to Machado. Machado on the year batting 277. Coming off a real hot series against Clearwater, that curveball drops into the zone. 12-6 curveball on that. 1-2. Two pitch, cut and a miss. He went back with the third straight curveball. And Machado is down on strikes.
Now batting right fielder, number 41, Chavez Young.
Chavez Young, the right fielder tonight. He's playing in his first game of the season. Coming off injury. First pitch low and inside, 1-0. Played here in Dunedin in 2019. 111 games that year. Cuts and misses that curveball. Now 1-1 the count. A ball and a strike. Champlain taking his time out of the windup now. Kicks and fires. Swung on, grounder over to second. That's going to be picked up by Chirinos, and the toss over to first is in time for out number two. Let's take a look at the defense for Tampa. In the outfield, left to right, Grant Richardson, Jason Dominguez, and Alan Mejia. Along the infield, third to first, Marcos Cabrera, Alexander Vargas, the aforementioned Roberto Chirinos, and Anthony Garcia, with Anthony Siegler behind the plate. Two up, two down after that 4-3 putout. That's going to bring up Cam Eden. First pitch, he fouls back into the netting, 0-1. Cam Eden also here on a rehab start. Rehab stint. 5-11 this series. He's performed really well in his first couple games here in 2022. Three RBIs, a home run, a double. Coming back from a shoulder injury. Cuts and misses that. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Champlain kicks and fires that one in the dirt right in front of Siegler. Pops away from him. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Champlain steps back on the rubber. The 1-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Three up, three down go the Jays in this bottom half of the first. Two strikeouts for Champlain. That's going to send Nick Frasso back out. And we'll be back for the top half of the second inning. We're back here, 0-1 count to Marcos Cabrera, the leadoff man in this half inning for Tampa. Cuts and misses that one now. 0-2. Nick Frasso working pretty quick there on the mound. The 0-2 pitch, grounder, left side, that goes foul. Off of a railing in the Tampa dugout, back onto the field of play. 0-2 as we get that ball off the field. Cabrera, the third baseman, batting .234 on the year. Cuts and misses. That one, the slider. Swings over top. Four straight strikeouts to start off this game for Nick Frasso. That's going to bring up Anthony Siegler.
The catcher, number 7, Anthony Siegler.
Siegler last night, 1-for-3. A walk and a strikeout. That first pitch taken for a ball at 98, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch cuts and misses. That fastball also at 98. That fastball just jumps off the hand of Frasso. The 1-1, that one right at the knees, called a strike. Now 1-2 to Siegler. He'll step back in. He's a little bit back in the batter's box. And time called and granted to Siegler. Frasso, the 1-2. Inside corner, can't get the call. And they're going to ask for an appeal. Jose Ferrer, the catcher. Turn it back. And that is called strike 3 on the appeal. Relatively new thing here at the single A level.
The result. Is a
automated balls and strikes. The umpire makes the call, but either the batter or the catcher can turn around and ask for an appeal if they don't agree with it, and it's granted.
Left fielder number 31,
and change to a strike. That's the first strikeout looking of the night for Nick Frasso. 5 straight to start off his appearance. That pitch down low, taken for a ball, 1-0. Grant Richardson, the left fielder. Fouls that one off. Evens up the count 1-1. 169 on the year he's batting. The 1-1 cuts and misses. Frasso just attacking these Tampa hitters. Ball and 2 strikes. Kicks and fires. That one fouled. Just able to get a piece of it as it rolls over towards Palmigiani at third. Went off the knee pad, I believe, of Jose Ferrer. Gives Richardson a little bit of time to think about it. Frasso steps back on, and he's ready to go. The 1-2 from Frasso, low and inside. That was a back foot slider. Tried to get him to chase after. Now 2-2. First 2 ball count of Frasso's appearance. 25th pitch on the way. Fouled into the front foot of Grant Richardson. He'll take a few steps around, test it out. Looks like he's all right. I'm going to give him a little bit of extra time. And now he'll step back in. When blown out to right field, as we've seen all throughout this series. And that one high, a little bit up above the zone. 3 balls, 2 strikes, first full count of the game. I think Ferrer was contemplating the appeal, but he did not. The 3-2 pitch, swung on, lifted into center field. Out there is Cam Eaton. He settles underneath that, and he will make the grab for out number 3. 3 up, 3 down for the second time in a row. 5 strikeouts through 6 batters for Nick Frasso. We'll head to the bottom half of the second inning. But first, are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays. We're back here in the bottom half of the second inning. Adriel Sotolongo, tonight's first baseman, will lead it off. Batting 267 on the year, three home runs. Playing his first game at first base of this series. It'll be Sotolongo, Gabby Martinez, and Roque Salinas all due up in this half inning for the Blue Jays. First pitch, that curveball at the outside corner. 0-1 to start off Sotolongo's at bat. Champlain takes his time on the mound, kicks and fires the 0-1, that curveball down low. One ball, one strike. Champlain kicks and fires that one outside. Two balls, one strike. Sotolongo, the 24-year-old out of Cuba. 2-1 pitch, swung on, lifted into shallow right center field. Coming in is Dominguez, and he'll make the grab, calling off Mejia for out number one.
Left fielder, number 20, Gabby Martinez.
One up, one down. That brings up Gabby Martinez. Gabby Martinez, this series, 6 of 16 at the plate, a home run, 6 RBI, has been very productive. First pitch, he fouls back into the netting, 0-1. He's now played all 5 games so far in this 6-game set. Champlain, the 0-1. That one called a strike. Just on the outside corner. Champlain now an 0-2 count to Martinez. The 0-2 pitch, that one down low. Last night, Martinez 2-for-5. Double and an RBI. The 1-2 pitch, and that's a slow roller over to third. Let's see if that stays fair. They're going to watch it go, and that's going to roll foul. That just hit the lip of the grass and rolled diagonally into foul territory, so Martinez will have to take a long stride back over to the plate. It'll stay a 1-2 count. Marcos Cabrera, the third baseman, letting that ball develop. And roll foul, 1-2. Martinez steps back in. Champlain on the rubber. The 1-2 pitch. That one fouled off. Martinez able to keep himself alive here again in this count. One ball, two strikes. Champlain and Frasso working at two totally different tempos. 1-2 pitch, that one just off the plate. Couldn't get the strike call on the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Kicks and fires, that one fouled off again by Martinez. He's seen everything here so far by Chandler Champlain. Two balls, two strikes. Champlain fires. That one lifting to right center field. That might get into the gap, and it will get all the way to the wall. Extra bases for Gabby Martinez. And he'll jog on into second, standing up with a one-out double. lines that into the right center field gap. First hit of the ball game by either team.
Designated hitter,
and that will bring up Roque Salinas. The lefty DH tonight. Now a runner in scoring position, one away. Chance here for the Blue Jays to take the first lead of the game. Champlain kicks and fires out of the stretch. A soft roller over to third base. Cabrera charging in. He will get to it and make the play over at first in time. Four out, number two, making it into third base is Gabby Martinez.
Number six, Damiano Palmigiani.
Now two down, Damiano Palmigiani, the third baseman. He'll come up with another opportunity for the Blue Jays to bring home the run. Last night, Dunedin went 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Hopefully they can turn the tides on that tonight here with an early chance. That first pitch taken for a strike. Oh, and one looked like the slider by Champlain. No balls, a strike. Back out of the windup with a runner on third. That one lifted into center field. Dominguez getting a read on it. Strong a little bit in and will make the grab for out number three. The Blue Jays leave one, score none. We'll head to the top half of the third inning. It's nothing-nothing here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, top half of the third inning. Alan Mejia, the right fielder, will lead it off for Tampa. Nick Frasso back out on the mound, kicks and fires. That first pitch, a cut and a miss. 0-1 to start off Mejia. Mejia on the year batting 174. That one in the dirty. Almost offered at it now, 1-1. The 1-1, cut and a miss on the slider. Now Mejia down 1-2. Frasso's had every batter thus far at two strikes. And cuts and misses that slider in the dirt. Sixth strikeout through seven batters for Nick Frasso. And that's going to bring up Connor Cannon.
Hitter, number 50, Connor Cannon.
just 11 months removed from Tommy John. Typical return time is usually around 14 to 16 months at the moment for you to even get any game time, and he's looking real good right now, 0-1. That one skips. One ball, one strike. Frasso kicks and fires. Cuts and misses. That one, 97. One ball, two strikes. Cuts and misses. That one, 98. Seven strikeouts through eight for Frasso. Really impressive right now.
Second baseman, number 9, Roberto Chirinos.
And that'll bring up Roberto Chirinos, the second baseman for Tampa tonight. First pitch, a foul tip, stays in Ferrer's glove, 0-1. And that one lined into the right side, that's going to get out of play. Now an 0-2 count to Chirinos. Laid on that fastball, but made decent contact. 0-2. And he fouls that one the other way. That one the slider he was ahead of. No balls, two strikes. Frasso kicks and fires. Grounder over to third. Palmigiani backing up. That took a dead bounce, and he's going to eat that one. That's going to be an infield single for Chirinos. The sun playing tricks on Palmigiani. Thought it was going to be getting to him a little quicker than that coming
now
off
batting,
the bat.
Number 5, Alexander Vargas.
Started backing up, but it died out there. First hit of the ballgame for Tampa. And that's going to bring up Alexander Vargas, the shortstop. First pitch is in there for a called strike. Slider caught the back door, now 0-1. Frasso the 0-1, that one just misses a little outside, now 1-1. Vargas struck out swinging in the first inning to get this game started. Cuts and misses that slider inside. Now 1-2. Chirinos on first. Two stolen bases on the year. Frasso's going to step off. Take a second. That'll count as one pickoff attempt. Kicks and fires. Cuts and misses at the slider in the dirt. And that will end the inning. Tampa leaves one. As Frasso strikes out all three outs again. We'll head to the bottom half of the third. It's nothing-nothing here at TD Ballpark. Okay. Champlain, the 2-2. Foul tip, strikeout for Ferrer. That'll bring up Francisco Fajardo. One out here in the bottom half of the third.
Second baseman, number 29, Francisco Fajardo.
One away, Francisco Fajardo, the second baseman, will step in. Batting in the nine hole tonight. First pitch, he lines over Marcos Cabrera's head over at third. That's going to get all the way to the corner. Francisco Fajardo dashing into second. He will be in there safely. He takes a wide turn as it took a little bit for Grant Richardson to make the pickup. But a one-out double for the second time tonight. And now Fajardo finds himself in scoring position for Esteban Machado.
Now batting.
Fajardo now 3 of 8 in the series. He's playing in his third game. He's hit 2 home runs. He's driven in 4 against Tampa. Now Dunedin with another couple chances here with a runner at second. They went 0 for 2 with their first opportunity. Machado cuts and misses of that first one, 0-1. Champlain working back out of the stretch. 0-1. Lined over into center field. That's going to get caught by Dominguez right at the warning track. He ran that down really well. And making it to third is Fajardo. But again, with 2 outs, a runner on third now.
Right fielder, number 41, Chavez Young.
Two down, Chavez Young will step in. Grounded out to second in his first at bat. Blue Jays with a runner on third for the second inning in a row. Cabrera not really holding Fajardo over at third. First pitch in there for a called strike inside corner to Young, 0-1. One, a foul tip. Now, Chavez Young down 0-2. Something to think about. Champlain working out of the windup with Fajardo at third. 2 strikes, 2 outs. Potential stealing home situation if you're up for it. He's making his way pretty far down. There he goes, and he stops. The 0-2 up. Ball and 2 strikes. Fajardo took a few steps towards home, ended up stopping. 1 ball, 2 strikes. He's not being held on. Champlain, the 1-2. Liner over to third. That's going to be caught by Cabrera. Nice play by him. And that will end the inning. The Blue Jays leave one at third again. We'll head to the top half of the fourth inning. It's nothing, nothing. Don't forget, your Blue Jays finish this series against the Tampa Tarpons tomorrow before hitting the road to Daytona for a week. First pitch for tomorrow scheduled at 12 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. We're back here, top half of the fourth inning. New pitcher for the Blue Jays. They pull Frasso after three perfect innings. Excuse me, not perfect after that infield single, but three fantastic innings by Nick Frasso. Eight strikeouts, just one hit allowed, the infield single to his ninth batter. First pitch is popped up and out of play by Jason Dominguez. The new pitcher for the Blue Jays is Dion Santos. He's got Dominguez now 0-1. Now on inside, taking for a ball. Santos on for the sixth time this year. Fifth in relief. 16 innings pitched, a 2.25 ERA for the righty. Kicks and fires, cuts and misses now. 1-2 to Jason Dominguez. The 1-2 cuts and misses. 92 mile an hour fastball on the outside corner. Can't make contact. That is strikeout number 9 for Dunedin pitching.
First baseman, number 10 outs into this game. Anthony Garcia.
Anthony Garcia, the first baseman, will step in, one away. Santos kicks and fires. That slider low and inside. The appeal over to the field umpire confirms a check swing, 1-0. Cuts and misses that one. The fastball at 92. Evens it up, 1-1. Frasso about as impressive as he can be in your first appearance since Tommy John. And that one right below the zone. Two balls and a strike. Santos, fastball, slider, changeup. That one just off the plate, now 3-1. Three balls, one strike. That one outside. Garcia draws the walk. And that'll be one on, one out for Marcos Cabrera.
Third baseman, number 10, Marcos Cabrera.
Marcos Cabrera, the third baseman. Struck out swinging in his first at bat. Cuts and misses of that slider. Owen wanted to start him. The 0-1 again. Back with that slider. Low and outside. Got him to chase at it again. Cabrera smacks the top of his helmet. In frustration. Now 0-2. Cuts and misses. Three straight sliders. Can't make contact on any of them. And Cabrera down on strikes.
Now batting, number 7, Anthony Siegler.
Second strikeout for Santos. That brings up the catcher, Anthony Siegler. Ten strikeouts for Dunedin pitching. That one. Fly ball to left center field. Getting underneath it is Eden at the warning track, and he will make the grab on the run. Good route he ran, and that will end the inning. Tampa leaves one. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. It's still scoreless. We'll be right back. we're back here in the bottom half of the fourth, a scoreless ball game. Cam Eden, the center fielder, will lead it off. Chandler Champlain back out there for Tampa. First pitch, that was the curveball. Can't catch the outside corner, 1-0. Two hits so far for Dunedin, both doubles. But Champlain doing a good job of keeping them from scoring. Each of those doubles coming with one out. Second pitch, Mitch misses for a ball now. Two balls, no strikes. Kicks and fires. Swung on, lifted into right field. Going back is Mejia, and he will watch it go. Solo shot for Cam Eden. His second home run since being here in Dunedin, and the Blue Jays take the first lead of the ballgame. It's 1-0. He shot that one over onto the boardwalk leading up to WestJet. And now the Blue Jays on the board first.
Number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
That'll bring up Adriel Sotolongo, the first baseman. Base is empty, one runner already across. First pitch, the curveball, can't catch the top of the zone, 1-0. The 1-0, swung on, lifted into center field, right at Dominguez. He takes one step back and will make the grab.
Left fielder, number 20, Gabby Martinez.
That'll bring up Gabby Martinez, the left fielder. He doubled into right center field in his first at bat. Was stranded at third back in the second inning. Champlain's first pitch swung on, lifted into the infield. Garcia underneath it, right on the foul line. He'll make the grab. That'll be out number two.
Designated hitter, number 50, Roque Salinas.
Roque Salinas, he'll come back up. Grounded out to third in his first at bat. Base is empty, two down. Infield shifted over to the right side. First pitch, inside, can't get the call. A little bit in, 1-0. Palmigiani, the third baseman on deck. The 1-0, that one up high. Went back with that curveball. Two balls, no strikes to Salinas. Champlain kicks and fires that fastball down low. Now a 3-0 count to Roque Salinas. Three balls, no strikes. Kicks and fires that one down low. Salinas draws his first walk since being up here in Dunedin. And now a one on with two away for Damiano Palmigiani.
Third baseman, number 6, Damiano Palmigiani.
First walk of the night issued by Champlain. Comes with two outs here in the bottom half of the fourth. Champlain kicks and fires back out of the stretch. That one in there for called strike 0-1. One, that one right at the knees, just below. And they're going to ask for an appeal. And it is confirmed as a ball. Count will stay 1-1.
The call of ball has been upheld. The result is a 1-1 count on the batter.
One ball, one strike. Salinas yet to attempt a stolen base this year. Champlain taking all the time he can. Kicks and fires. Hard hit grounder. That's going to be a foul ball. Man.
Everybody
right down the third base line. Kicked about 2 or 3 inches to the left of the bag. That potentially would have scored Salinas. Damiano Parmigiani's had a few of those. He's a little bit out ahead. He's been unlucky on a couple that he just couldn't keep fair. Count will stay 1-2. Kicks and fires. That one fouled off by Parmigiani right at the end of the bat. One ball, two strikes. Jose Ferrer on deck. Champlain comes set. Salinas on first. Kicks and fires. Swung on, line into left field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Parmigiani on with a single into left. That'll put runners on first and second for Jose Ferrer.
The catcher, number 9, Jose Ferrer.
Jose Ferrer, 0 for 1. He struck out swinging. Another chance for Dunedin with runners in scoring position. Siegler and Champlain changing the signs with a runner on second. And I think Champlain's going to have to end up stepping off. He does. Right at the 1 second mark on the pitch clock. He is definitely taking his time. Much different than what you've seen from first Nick Frasso and Dion Santos. Both of them were working quick. First pitch to Ferrer, fouled off. 0-1 to start off Ferrer. Jose Ferrer, the 23-year-old out of Venezuela, signed with the team back in 2017. He lifts that one. That might stay. No, it's going to go out of play. Back into the left, about 5 rows deep, just behind the Tampa dugout, and it'll be 0-2 to Ferrer. No balls, two strikes. Runners at first and second here. Dunedin scored one on the Cam Eden solo shot. That opened up this bottom half of the fourth inning. The 0-2 and a grounder off the end of the bat. That's going to be picked up by Champlain. He's going to have to take it all the way to first himself. Anthony Garcia was kind of going after it, but just stopped.
Solo shot,
and Champlain had to put on the afterburners to beat out Jose Ferrer. So Blue Jays lead 2. They score 1 off the bat of Cam Eden. We'll head to the top half of the fifth inning. It's 1-0. Dunedin out in front.
So we don't have to work.
We're back here, top half of the fifth. Blue Jays leading 1-0. Dion Santos back on the mound for Dunedin. Kicks and fires, and Grant Richardson fouls that one off left side. That'll start him off 0-1. He is 0-1 on the day. He flew out to center field to end out the second inning. The 0-1 pitch is just below that fastball. Just below the knees, now 1-1. Santos kicks and fires, and he got him with a slider there. Tried to check his swing, but he went around 1-2. Infield shifted over to the right for Richardson. 1-2. Slider again, can't catch the bottom of the zone. Two balls, two strikes. The righty kicks and fires. That one skips in front of the plate. That'll run the count full. Three balls, two strikes. Richardson last night went 0-2 before being pinch hit for by Roberto Trinos, and he takes that one outside for a ball. Second walk of the day issued by Dion Santos puts the leadoff man on for Tampa.
Right fielder number 6, Alan Mejia.
One on, no outs. First pitch, a slider. Mejia can't make contact. Swings over top, 0-1. Richardson, 1-for-1 on stolen base attempts this year as Mejia swings over top of another slider, 0-2, excuse me. No balls, two strikes. Santos kicks and fires again. Three straight sliders all low and away. Mejia swinging at all three. That'll be out number one and bring up Connor Cannon.
Designated hitter number 50, Connor Cannon.
Third strikeout of the night for Santos. First pitch to Connor Cannon. Slider down low. Taken for a ball. 1-0. Cannon struck out swinging back in the third inning. The 1-0, and that one foul tip. Evens up the count 1-1. Santos, the last time out against Clearwater, went four innings, gave up two runs, only one earned. Slider, front door, got the call, 1-2. Right on the inside corner. A ball and two strikes, now to Cannon. Santos out of the stretch, comes set. Kicks and fires, that slider low and away. Checked his swing. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2, cut and a miss at the fastball. Second strikeout in a row for Santos, fourth overall, and that's going to bring up Roberto Chirinos.
Now batting number 9, Roberto Chirinos.
Chirinos, he owns the only hit so far tonight for Tampa. An infield single in the third. First pitch, cut and a miss. That slider low and away again. Santos really good with that slider. Very deceptive, 0-1. Kicks and fires. That slider catches the bottom part of the zone. Chirinos down 0-2. The Tampa dugout shouting out to the home plate umpire that it's low. But it looks pretty good, 0-2. Kicks and fires. That one gets back to the backstop behind Ferrer. Went back with that slider again. Now scampering into second is Grant Richardson, now in scoring position. First time Tampa's had one in scoring position tonight. One ball and two strikes. Kicked and fires. Slider blocked by Ferrer this time. Two balls, two strikes. Runner on second. Santos looking in. And now time is going to be called by the home plate umpire. That's a pitch clock violation. That runs the count full. That clock ticked down to zero. 3-2 now to Chirinos. Santos kicks and fires the slider again. Got him the chase after that one in the dirt. And that will end the inning. Three straight strikeouts to end off this top half of the fifth. We'll head to the bottom half. It's 1-0. Blue Jays out in front. We're back here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's 1-0, Blue Jays out in front. The Blue Jays pitching staff, 13 strikeouts through these first five innings. 13 out of 15 total outs recorded via the strikeout. First pitch to Francisco Fajardo leading off his bottom half, taking for a ball 1-0. Champlain out for his fifth inning of work. One run on four hits so far. Cuts and misses it. That one. Now 1-1. Fajardo doubled in the third. Was stranded at third. Cuts and misses that. Looks like the curveball again. Now 1-2. Fajardo, Machado, and Young all do up in this half inning. The 1-2 from Champlain. That one in there called strike three. Strikeout number four of the night for Champlain. That brings up Esteban Machado. Base is empty, one away. Machado 0-2, a strikeout and a flyout to center. Champlain fires that one. Cut and a miss over top, 0-1. The 0-1, again, back with that curveball. Now 0-2. Champlain working a little quicker in this half inning. Out of the windup, the 0-2 fouled off into the netting. Over top of the Tampa dugout. Machado keeps himself alive. The 0-2 pitch, cut and a miss over top of that curveball. Second straight strikeout for Champlain. Fifth on the night, and that brings up Chavez Young.
Right fielder, number 41, Chavez Young.
Two down here, bottom half of the fifth. Chavez Young steps in for the third time tonight. He's 0-2. First pitch fouled off into the netting, 0-1. Chavez Young here on a rehab stint from AAA Buffalo. That one well up, curveball, 1-1. Switch hitting outfielder. One ball, one strike. Champlain fires that curveball again. He's been curveball heavy so far this inning. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And did he check his swing? He did not. The first base umpire rules that Chavez Young went around, and we'll head to the top half of the sixth inning. It's 1-0 here at TD Ballpark. Back here, top half of the sixth inning, 1-0 Blue Jays lead it. Alexander Vargas, the shortstop, will lead it off for Tampa. Dion Santos, his first pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him. Santos, 5 strikeouts through 2 innings. Caught and a miss, that back foot slider, now 0-2. Vargas, 2 strikeouts on the night so far. Santos with a couple pitches to work with. The 0-2 cuts and misses. Gets it over with right away. And that'll be out number one of this inning. Strikeout number 6 for Santos.
Center fielder number 12, Jason Dominguez.
Jason Dominguez, the center fielder. He's also struck out twice. Ranked as the third highest prospect in the Yankees organization. That one. fouled off into the Blue Jays dugout. The 0-1, that one in there. Backdoor slider gets the call in the outside corner. No ball, it's two strikes. Santos kicks and fires. That one in there again. Got the call with the backdoor slider. Two up, two down.
Now batting, number 25, Anthony Garcia.
And that brings up Anthony Garcia. Anthony Garcia, 0 for 1. He did walk back in the fourth inning. First pitch, outside. 1-0. The 1-0 pitch, fouled off the end of the bat. Got a couple tarpons reaching for it over their railing. 1-1. That one just off the plate. Ferrer is going to ask for an appeal. He thought that came back, and that is going to be upheld as a ball.
Has been upheld. The result is a 2-1 count on the batter.
Two balls and a strike. Garcia steps back in. Santos working on the left side of the rubber. Kicks and fires. That one's in there. Not in there. Oh, goodness. I thought that was a perfect slider, but it is called a ball, 3-1. That one outside. Garcia draws his second walk of the game. A two-out walk here, top half of the sixth inning, and that's going to bring up Marcos Cabrera.
Third baseman, number 10, Marcos Cabrera.
Cabrera's 0 for 2, 2 Ks. One on, two away. First pitch, fly ball right field towards the line. So DeLongo out for it and Young out for it. Neither one of them going to get there in time. That falls into foul territory. It'll be 0-1 to Cabrera when everybody gets back to their positions. No balls, a strike. Runner on first. Santos comes set, kicks and fires. That one up high, but swung on the fastball. He chased it. Now 0-2 to Cabrera. The 0-2 pitch. That slider, he tried to get him to chase. Recognized it, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Santos kicks and fires. That one, a slider again. That one gets back behind Ferrer. Garcia will make it over to second base. Now in scoring position, 2-2 count to Cabrera. Now the Tarpons with another runner in scoring position, both off walks and then wild pitches. Time is called. Granted to Marcos Cabrera, he'll step out. Tarpons, runner in scoring position, two down. Chance here to tie the game. Santos kicks and fires, cut and a miss. Swings over top of that slider. And that will end the inning. Strikeout number 8 for Dion Santos, and we'll head to the bottom half of the sixth. It's 1-0, Blue Jays in front. We're back here in the bottom half of the sixth inning, and the story so far, 16 strikeouts through the first six innings for Blue Jays pitching. 1-0 lead for the Blue Jays as Cam Eden will lead it off. That one in the dirt to start it, 1-0. Chandler Champlain back out for his sixth inning of work. Gave up a solo shot to Cam Eden. Open up the scoring here back in the fourth. 2-0 count. Eden hit the solo shot on a 2-0 count. Champlain kicks and fires. He takes that one right at the knees for a strike. 2-1. Pitch, and he takes that one low and outside. Now a 3-1 count to Cam Eden. 1-for-2 on the day with that home run and a strikeout. One takes that right there at the knees. That was the curveball, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Eden, Sotolongo, and Martinez due up in this half inning for Dunedin. 3-2 pitch, foul tip. Eden keeps himself alive. So far in his rehab stint, 6 of 13. 2 home runs. 4 RBIs, comes out to a 462 average and an OPS of 1.563. If you're not familiar with OPS, really anything over 800 is good. That one fouled off again, right off the knee. Siegler took that foul ball off the knee, stretching it out, making sure everything works all right mechanically in there. 3-2. Champlain out of the windup, kicks and fires. Swung on, lifted into right center field. Going back is Mejia, and he will make the grab just in front of the warning track. A little bit off the end of the bat. Or else that could have gone a little bit longer.
Sotolongo.
One up, one down. That brings up Adriel Sotolongo. Sotolongo's flown out to center twice. 0-for-2. First pitch is down low. 4-1-0 to start him. Champlain kicks and fires that one in there. Now 1-1. Cut and a miss. Sotolongo now 1-2 count. Took a big hack at that curveball. Got a little bit off balance. 1-2 count. Pitch on the way, that one just a little bit outside. Siegler was ready to throw that ball around the horn, 2-2. And a soft grounder over to third. That's going to be picked up by Cabrera. The throw is going to be not in time, and it gets away from Garcia anyway. Sotolongo had it beat out. That'll be an infield single, 1-on-1 out now for Gabby Martinez. And now that's going to get Rachel Balkovic out of the Tampa dugout. She's probably going to go with a pitching change. She shakes Champlain's hands, and he daps up his teammates, and he will head towards the dugout. We're going to get a new pitcher for Tampa in a minute. You are listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, one on, one out, new pitcher for Tampa after Chandler Champlain goes 5 1/3. First pitch, cut and a miss. Pitcher's going to be Ryan Anderson, the lefty. Gabby Martinez at the plate. 0-1. Swings of that one. Fly ball shallow right field. Coming in is Mejia. And he'll make the grab for out number two.
Designated hitter, number 50. Rookie.
Two down now.
Salinas.
5 1/3 for Champlain. 5 hits, 1 run. 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. He is responsible for the runner on first base. Roque Salinas, the batter. Ryan Anderson on for the seventh time. 14 2/3 innings pitched, 1.84 ERA. Kicks and fires. That one lone outside. Siegler tossed it over to first, trying to get Sotolongo, who took a couple steps towards second with that ball in the dirt. Gets back in time, though. 1-0 count to Salinas. Salinas 0-1. He drew a walk, his first one since being brought here to Dunedin. Back in the fourth inning. Anderson kicks and fires. Swung on, lifted left side. That's going to hook out of play. One count to Salinas. Anderson kicks and fires. That one just inside. They go straight to an appeal. And it is ruled a strike on the appeal. 2-1-2 now the count.
The ball has been overturned.
One ball, two strikes. Anderson kicks and fires. Cut and a miss on the slider, low and away. And that will end the inning. The Blue Jays leave one on the infield hit by Sotolongo. We'll head to the top half of the seventh. It's 1-0 here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays lead. And fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promos we have here at TD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night, presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce beers, $2 16-ounce beers, and $1 12-ounce soda. Every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. And tonight and every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now. We're back here, top half of the seventh inning. Dion Santos out for his fourth inning of work. 8 strikeouts through his first 3, and if you go back to his last 2 appearances, 24 strikeouts through his last 11 innings. He's been very, very good for Dunedin, especially recently. Takes that first pitch on the just outside, 1-0 to start off Siegler. Cuts in at that one into right field. That's going to be a base hit. Siegler on with a leadoff single. First hit given up by Dion Santos. Second hit of the game for Tampa. And that's going to bring up Grant Richardson.
Grant Richardson.
One on, no outs. First pitch cut and a miss by Richardson. 0-1 to start him off. Richardson 0-1. He walked back in the fifth. The 0-1 is in there for called strike. Now Richardson down 0-2. Sixteen strikeouts through 6 innings pitched for the Blue Jays pitching staff. Frasso and Santos. That one up high, 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Kicks and fires. Swings that one. That hits him. And that's going to be time called. Richardson is out. A literal back foot slider. He swung and that one hit him on his back foot. And that's out number 1. Strikeout number 9 for Santos.
Right fielder number 6, Alan Mejia.
Alan Mejia will step in. You always got to think that's the most demoralizing and really kind of embarrassing thing that you can do as a hitter. You strike out on the pitch that hits you. Adds insult to injury. One away here, top 7. That pitch a little up high, did not swing. 1-0 to Mejia. The 1-0 pitch cuts and misses that fastball right above the zone. 1-1. Siegler, the catcher, on first. 1-1 count to Mejia. Kicks and fires that one up high. He ducks out of the way of. Two balls and a strike to Mejia. Siegler for a catcher, 4-for-4 this year on stolen base attempts. He's moving around a bit out there. He looked like he wanted to take off as Mejia chases that slider low and away. Evens up the count 2-2. Mejia 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. Santos kicks and fires, and that's a grounder over to second. That's going to be picked up by Fajardo. Throw to first is going to be in time to get Mejia. That ball too slow to get the lead runner as Siegler makes it into second now in scoring position with 2 outs.
Designated hitter number 50, Connor Canna.
Connor Cannon, the DH. He's 0-for-2, 2 Ks. Santos kicks and fires that one in the dirt, blocked by Ferrer. One ball, no strikes. Oh, that one hits Cannon right on the wrist, I believe. He'll take first base. That'll bring up Roberto Chirinos. Now 2-on, 2 out. Three third hit batter of the year by Santos as Ferrer goes out to talk to his pitcher. That's going to get Drew Hayes out of the dugout as well. The infield will converge on the mound. They'll go over the strategy to take on Chirinos with two on, two out. Still a one-run ball game, 1-0 here in the top of the seventh. Blue Jays have been really good as a pitching staff. But Champlain had been really good for Tampa thus far before being taken over by Ryan Anderson. Been able to keep this a one-run game. Everybody's back to their positions. Drew Hayes back in the dugout. And Chirinos will step in. Runners on first and second, two away. Chirinos, one for two. There goes Siegler. Ferrer is going to have to hold the throw. And not following Siegler was Cannon on first. So Anthony Siegler on third now with his fifth stolen base of the year. Now it's first and third. Two down for Tampa. 1-0 pitch. Cut and a miss. That slider low and away. One ball, one strike. Santos fires. Cuts and misses again on the slider. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Pitch on the way. Cut and a miss. Got him with the slider again. Santos with his 10th strikeout of the night through four innings. Leaves runners on the corners. We'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time. 1-0 lead for the Blue Jays. Back here, bottom half of the seventh. One-run ball game. Blue Jays lead it. That pitch popped up to second base. Palmigiani calling it off is Chirinos, and that'll be one away here, bottom half of the seventh.
Catcher, number nine, Jose.
That's going to bring up Jose Ferrer, the catcher. Ferrer, 0-2. Struck out in the third, grounded out to the pitcher, Champlain, at the time, unassisted. Takes that first pitch inside. He backs away from it, 1-0. Pitch from Anderson outside. Two balls, no strikes to Ferrer. Anderson kicks in, fires that one out wide. Now 3-0 to Jose Ferrer. Blue Jays one run on five hits so far. Tampa, no runs on two hits. That one inside, that almost hits Ferrer. But he gets out of the way and draws the four-pitch walk. One on, one out now for Francisco Fajardo.
Second baseman, number 29, Francisco Fajardo.
Francisco Fajardo, the switch hitter, batting lefty against the lefty. First pitch from Anderson. Swung on. Lifted into right field. Going back towards the warning track is Mejia, and he settles up underneath it just before the warning track and makes the grab. Thought that was going to get up into the wind and carry out of here.
Shortstop, number 14, Esteban.
But just a fly out to right field. That'll bring up Esteban Machado, one on two away now. First pitch to Machado, he foul tips that one back into the backstop, 0-1. Machado 0-3, 2 Ks. Anderson kicks and fires. Machado checked his swing, did not go. Taking low and inside, 1-1. Esteban Machado, the switch hitter, batting from the right side. Anderson looking over at Ferrer, kicks and fires. Fouled straight down. Now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Anderson comes set. The lefty kicks and fires. That one low and inside. Pops a little bit away from Siegler, but not too far for Ferrer to go anywhere. He'll stick on first base. 2-2 count now to Machado. The 2-2 pitch. Liner over to left field. That's going to get through. A two-out single for Esteban Machado. Puts runners at first and second now for Chavez Young.
Now batting number 41, Chavez Young.
Chavez Young. Two outs, runner in scoring position, another on first. Blue Jays as a team so far in this game, 0-5. 0-5 at the plate with the runners in scoring position. Two away. Chance here to extend the lead. First pitch down below the zone, taken for a ball by Young, 1-0. Chavez Young, 0-3 at the plate today. Strike out, a ground out, and a line out. 1-0. Liner right side, that's going to be foul. Evens up the count, a ball and a strike. lefty-righty matchup. The 1-1 from Anderson outside. Two balls and a strike. Cam Eden, center fielder on deck. Anderson kicks and fires the 2-1. Cut and a miss, that slider. Evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Two runners on, two away. And did he go that time? They're going to say he did. I don't think he did, and the home plate umpire didn't ask for an appeal. He called him out at the plate, and that will be the inning. We'll head to the top half of the eighth inning. It's 1-0. Blue Jays fans, every home game this season will be streamed live here on the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Your Blue Jays wrap up this series against these Tampa Tarpons tomorrow for Game 6 of this series before hitting the road to Daytona for a week. First pitch tomorrow scheduled for 12 p.m., and your Blue Jays return home next Tuesday, May 24th, to start a new series against the St. Lucie Mets. Go to DineenBlueJays.com to get your tickets now or listen live right here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, top half of the eighth inning. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the left-hander, Braden Scott. First pitch is low and in to Alexander Vargas, the shortstop. Dion Santos departs after four innings. One hit given up. Three walks, 10 strikeouts for the righty. And one hit batter. One and one to Vargas at the plate. 1-0 ball game. Blue Jays lead it. Cut and a miss there now. 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Glenn Santiago now in left field entering the game for Chavez Young with Gabby Martinez moving into right. And there's called strike three. Braden Scott dots the fastball in the outside corner. One away.
Center fielder, number 12, Jason Dominguez.
The 19th strikeout for Dunedin pitching through 7 1/3. That one in there. 0-1 to start off Dominguez. Dominguez 0-3, and that's actually the golden sombrero for Alexander Vargas. He's 0-4, 4 Ks. Now 0-2 to Dominguez. Hit from the right side this time against the lefty pitcher. 0-2. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Back-to-back golden sombreros for the 1-2 hitters for Tampa. That's two down quickly.
Number 25, Anthony Garcia.
How about that? Dunedin pitching has been on fire with the K's. Cut and a miss there by Garcia. 0-1 to start him off. That one in there. Gets it on the inside corner. The 0-2 pitch from Scott. Cut and a miss. He tried to check his swing, but he couldn't. Three up, three down. Braden Scott comes in and just strikes out the side. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. It's 1-0. Blue Jays will try to add an insurance run or two as we head towards the ninth inning. 1-0, Blue Jays lead it. We're back here, bottom half of the eighth inning, 1-0 lead for the Blue Jays. New pitcher for Tampa is going to be the right-hander, Danny Watson. Watson on for the 11th time this season. First pitch to Cam Eden is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. 4.00 ERA through 18 innings pitch for Watson. The 0-1 and a bunt attempt. That one's up in the air. That one gets back behind Siegler. He couldn't find it. Now an 0-2 count to Eden. Ryan Anderson departs after an inning and two-thirds. One hit, one walk, two strikeouts. No hits allowed, no runs allowed. He makes way for Watson. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 pitch, swung on, lifted into right field. Going back is Mejia towards the warning track, and he's going to make the grab. Thought Eden did it again, but right at the warning track, Alan Mejia makes the grab, and that's out number one here.
Sotolondo.
Adriel Sotolongo, the first baseman, will step in. He's 1-for-3. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. 92-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle. Watson kicks and fires. Swung on, grounder left side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Sotolongo now 2-for-2, 2-for-4, excuse me. A one-out single. That'll bring up Gabby Martinez. Now the right fielder. He's one for three. Doubled back in the second inning.
Number 20, Gabby Martinez.
First pitch is low and outside. Martinez takes that one for a ball 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on, lifted into right field. Going towards Mejia again. He's moving to his left, and he'll make the grab a few feet in fair territory near that right field line. That'll be two down.
Number 50, Roque Salinas.
Roque Salinas, the DH. He's 0 for 2. He did walk back in the fourth inning. That first pitch is inside, taken for a ball, 1-0. Danny Watson did appear in the first game of the series on Tuesday. That wild comeback that the Blue Jays were originally down 10-0, came back and scored the next 12 runs, won the game 12-11. Cut and a miss there by Salinas, 1-1. Watson went one inning pitch, gave up one run. It was earned. It was on a solo shot to Rainer Nunez. That one skips across the plate. Now a 2-1 count to Salinas. Two balls, a strike. Two down, Sotolongo on first. Pitch on the way, fouled off by Salinas. Squares up the count, 2-2. Palmigiani on deck. Two pitch. Swung on grounder up the middle. That's going to be backhanded by the second baseman, Trinos. He flips it over to second to get the lead runner. And that will end the inning. So we'll head to the top half of the ninth. It's 1-0. Blue Jays lead it. Tampa needs to score one to tie it. We're back here. It's the top half of the ninth inning. Blue Jays lead by one. It's going to be Marcos Cabrera, Anthony Siegler, and Grant Richardson due up in this half inning for Tampa. The first pitch in there at the knees, called a strike. 0-1 to start off Cabrera. Cabrera 0-3, 3 Ks. Braden's got that one low and inside, 1-1 now. Fastball, cutter, slider, and a curve for Brayden Scott. The 1-1. That one's in there. He tried to check his swing, but looked like a strike anyway. I think he might have went around, but 1-2, strike either way. The 1-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Cabrera down on strikes for the fourth time tonight. Three Tampa batters all going down with the golden sombrero. And that's going to bring up Anthony Siegler. Strikeout number 22 for Blue Jays pitching. First pitch to Siegler is call the ball. 1-0 to start him. Eight strikeouts by Frasso in the first three innings. As that one's taken at the knees for a strike now, 1-1. 10 strikeouts for Santos through his four innings. And through 1 1/3, Brayden Scott has struck out each batter he's faced. The 1-1. That one just off the plate now, 2-1. Infield shaded a little bit to the left here for Anthony Siegler. That one just low. 3-1. Blue Jays trying to win their first series of the season. That one called a ball. Close pitch. That's going to put the tying run on base for Tampa, though.
Left fielder, number 31, Grant Richardson.
First base runner allowed by Brayden Scott. Lefty-lefty matchup. Scott kicks and fires that one down low. Scott keeping an eye over on Siegler. He stole his fifth bag of the year today. Takes that pitch down low now, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And a move over. Siegler back in time, standing up. Two-0 pitch from Brayden Scott. Cut and a miss. That one looked like the cutter from him. Came in at 89 miles an hour, 2-1 count. 2-1 pitch, that one low. Blocked there by Ferrer, now a 3-1 count. Richardson will step back in. Three balls and a strike. Scott kicks and fires that one inside. Two straight walks. Now runners on first and second for Tampa. The tying run in scoring position. That's going to bring up Alan Mejia and get Jose Ferrer out there. Right, and Drew Hayes will come on out
Alan
as well.
Mejia.
The Blue Jays infield will converge on the mound again. They'll talk over their strategy. Runners at first and second. It's a one-run ball game. One away here, top half of the ninth inning. Drew Hayes giving his words of wisdom to Brayden Scott. Got the 24-year-old out of University of Indiana. He's appearing in his second game this season for Dunedin. He appeared in six with AA New Hampshire. 12 innings pitched, a 3.75 ERA. First pitch to Mejia is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0. That one's in there. Evens up the count, 1-1. Scott trying to finish this game off. Trying to get the 6-out save. The 1-1, that one in there. Now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Scott kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Strikeout number 5 by Braden Scott. And that's going to be one out away for the Blue Jays.
Now batting, number 50, Connor Cannon.
Connor Cannon, the DH. He's 0-2. He was hit by a pitch in the 7th inning. 2 strikeouts on the night. Cut and a miss at that first one. The cutter, 0-1. 23 strikeouts for Blue Jays pitching. One. Scott kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Fastball again up high. 0-2 the count. Blue Jays 1 strike away. No balls, 2 strikes. Runners on first and second. 2 down here, top of the 9th. Braden Scott kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Mejia Cannon down on strikes. And that's going to end it. The Blue Jays get their first series win of the year. They take 4 out of the first 5 games against Tampa and get 24 strikeouts as a pitching staff to down the Tarpons. Your Blue Jays win this by a score of 1-0. They improve to 13-19 on the year. The Tarpons fall to 14-17. The Blue Jays score 1 run on 7 hits. They committed 0 errors. The Tarpons score 0 runs on 2 hits, and they also committed 0 errors. Dion Santos gets the win. The loss is going to go to Chandler Champlain. And Braden Scott gets his first save of the season at any level. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon for the final game of this series against the Tampa Tarpons. First pitch is scheduled for 12 p.m., and the broadcast will start at about 11:45. We appreciate you tuning in tonight, and on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. 24 strikeouts for the Blue Jays pitching staff. Amazing game by the team. We'll see you tomorrow morning.